Yeah, making that sort of government analogy, I think, is kind of perfect for my next question. So I know historically the Fortnites have had kind of like a soft diplomatic function. And I'm wondering if the Fortnites that you worked on, if there were also conversations with people kind of formally representing Italy, or if you primarily worked with craftspeople and luxury companies.
I mean, mine was really working more with the designers and the craft people, although there was that level, because like the Italian Trade Commission, the Italian Trade Council, and things like that, definitely had to get involved, Department of Tourism. So there was that government portion. I was aware of it, and I'd be in some of the meetings, but they weren't my real points of communication, you know, on a daily basis, unless I needed something or help with something. I got down in the nitty gritty, which is where my comfort level was, you know, putting together, you know, so like I said, so what are you going to do with this? What are you going to do with Missoni? I mean, they have beautiful product, but what are we going to do unusual with Missoni? And I'm trying to remember what we did. We did something really cool with them. But that was my job, to take people out of their comfort zone, if you will, right? And like I said, walk into Fornasetti with a Vespa and go, have you ever painted a Vespa? No. Would you like to? Yeah, see. So, you know, that's where I was kind of playing. But I think there was more of a cultural thing, not cultural, but probably governmental thing back when Stanley started them. I think probably more so then.